limits. Government should have limits.
Oh, well, Sir John Redwood, that was Rishi Sunak yesterday, and I'm sure a lot of what he said there was music to your ears as a low-tax, small-government Conservative. But did he deliver on the low-tax, small-Conservative governance in what he actually announced yesterday?
Well, no, he didn't. And I agree with quite a lot of those remarks he made. But I have two main criticisms of the budget. The first is I think there are some tax rates that need to be reduced in order to grow the economy more quickly. And sometimes you collect more tax revenue if you're brave enough to actually reduce the rates of tax that people and businesses have to pay. And secondly, before committing extremely large sums to the health service, because this is a giant set of packages for the health service, I'd want rather more detail about how they're going to spend the money and how it really will bring a much better health service to my constituents and those of the rest of the country. Because I'm not sure they've got a plan for spending all this extra money in a way which will raise the quality, recruit all the extra people they need and so forth. So I don't think you should look at amounts of money. You should look at what they're offering and what the outturn is going to be.
Well, this is it. I mean, again, we're constantly told the NHS is close to crisis and hasn't got a big enough budget, but they keep being given tens and tens and tens of billions of pounds more, and then they're still in crisis, and we still haven't got the healthcare that we see in many Western European countries. I mean, lots of those do pay a higher basic rate of tax, which may explain some of that. But again, maybe it's the system that is used. But the criticisms from the Labour side, Rachel Reeves stepping in, of course, for Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, was basically saying they called it a con game. They said it's smoke and mirrors and the voters are tired of the jam tomorrow promises. A lot of the money that was committed yesterday, £150 billion over 3 years. I mean, £100 billion of that was money apparently found by the OBR because growth forecasts are better than expected. But a lot of that is coming from things like the national insurance rise, as has already been announced, and other changes in our taxes. But there is an element where at some point voters are going to expect either a lot better public services than we have in this country, and I can't think of any that are particularly successful right now, or they're going to expect their taxes to go down. And when the crunch comes, which way do you think Rishi Sunak will turn?
Well, I think they need both. I'm their advocate. I think we have every right to expect lower taxes, which I think will promote a bigger economy and better public services. And that is why I'm giving two sets of advice to this government. On tax, for example, why don't we make it easier and cut the rates of tax on the self-employed and small businesses? They are the people who have kept us going in a lot of areas through very difficult circumstances of the pandemic. They are the people who will innovate, create the new jobs, provide the new services we need. We've got to make it easier for them, whereas the Treasury has been making it more difficult through IR35 and through the business tax measures.
And what do you make of some of
the... Grow the cake more quickly.
And what do you make of some of the more sort of, you know, populist measures? Fuel duty frozen, of course. Was anyone expecting anything else? Air passenger duty down for domestic flights. Taxes on alcohol very much changed. So it's gone down on sparkling wine, draft beer and cider, up on stronger drinks. That 50% discount on business rates for the hardest hit sectors from lockdown, retail, hospitality, leisure sectors. I mean, those will be very popular measures, won't they?
Well, I mean, yes, some of those are fine. I mean, I don't normally oppose a tax reduction, even if it's not the one I would have chosen. But then I think having grown the cake more quickly, we then need to spend the money more wisely. We also needed in that budget a package to deal with all the supply shortages. And the government is taking strong action. You're welcome. I think that'll probably work. But we need to do something about energy. And why aren't they getting behind the private sector in making big investments in electricity and gas capacity? We need to produce much more of our own because we've just had a nasty shock where we've seen that we were very short of energy. We had to rely on imports and the imports are coming in at excruciatingly high prices. Industry needs sure contracts at sensible prices.